This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon students to use education as a means to build an equitable and inclusive society. She said educated youth shouldn't work only for their own progress, but also strive to uplift the weaker sections and contribute to nation building. The president said this while addressing the first convocation of the Central Tribal University of Andhra Pradesh in Visakhapatnam. The president said every educated youth should help to bring forward those left behind and contribute towards achieving the goal of a developed India by 2047. On the occasion, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan urged students to become job creators rather than job seekers. Indian Railways has approved the doubling of over 44-kilometre Mansi-Saharsa section of East Central Railway at a cost of 499 crore rupees. The project will augment line capacity, improve operational efficiency and cater to the growing demand for passenger and freight movement on this important route. In a series of approvals, Indian Railways has also sanctioned a project for the replacement of relay-based interlocking with electronic interlocking at 27 stations or cabins on the high-density network HDN and highly utilized network HUN routes of Asansol Division of Eastern Railways. The cost of the project is over 400 crore rupees. The Railways has also approved the provision of balance 48 fibre optical fibre cable OFC across South Eastern Railway at a cost of about 200 crore rupees. Government has extended full customs duty exemption on critical petrochemical products in view of ongoing conflict in West Asia till 15th of next month. Centre has earlier provided a full customs duty exemption till today as a temporary and targeted relief due to consequent disruptions in global supply chains. The list of products covered remains the same as notified earlier. The exemption is expected to benefit a wide range of sectors dependent on petrochemical feedstock and intermediates, including plastics, packaging, textiles, pharmaceuticals, chemicals, automotive components and other manufacturing segments. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act FCRA 2.0 portal and the Electronic Overseas Citizens of India EOCI card in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said both initiatives will improve citizen services and address the difficulties faced by those receiving donations through the FCRA portal. He said when the intention is clear and the policy is transparent, then all forms of governance becomes easier for honest people. The Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls has begun in Delhi, Karnataka, Meghalaya, Maharashtra and Jharkhand today. Addressing the media, Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi Ashok Kumar said yesterday that claims and objections can be filed from the 5th of August to 4th of September. The final electoral roll will be published on 7th of October. Prime Minister of Japan, Sanai Takaichi, will arrive in New Delhi tomorrow evening on three-day visit for the 16th India-Japan Annual Summit. The External Affairs Ministry said the summit will provide an opportunity for both sides to review and strengthen the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Ministry of Tourism today signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Google India to strengthen the digital promotion of India's tourism destinations. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shekhawat said, digital technologies can create immersive experiences that showcase the glory and grandeur of India's cultural sites. Southwest monsoon is likely to advance over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab during the next 2 to 3 days. India Meteorological Department said that similar weather conditions are expected to prevail over some parts of North Arabian Sea and Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and remaining parts of Uttarakhand. In the FIFA World Cup, Ivory Coast will take on Norway in a round of 32 clash in Texas, United States tonight, and the match is scheduled to begin at 10:30 p.m. And that's the end of the news bulletin.